I'm delighted to say I should be joined on the phone by Elfrida Carroll. And Elfrida is manager at Sandkalpa. Good morning to you, Elfrida.
Good morning, George. How are you?
It's not a bad morning, actually.
It's not. It feels a bit cold compared to last week, but it's a lot better.
Well, I'm not complaining, I have to say. Me and the heat don't go too well together. But anyway, first of all, Elfrida, can you tell us where you're based and perhaps a little bit some of the programmes that you offer at the centre?
Sure. Well, we're situated right beside the new bridge between Finglas and Cabra on the Ballyboggan Road. And Sandkalpa offers some day programmes to people who are affected by substance misuse, predominantly from Finglas Cabra area, but we're open to anybody who wants to travel to us to address their drug or alcohol problems. So we have three different types of programmes which are available, which is the Access, Turning Point and Connect. And Access is when someone comes to us, they meet with a member of the Sandkalpa team. We assess their needs, look at creating a plan with them, and then see if they're suitable for our service or refer them on to other projects who might be more suitable. Mm-hmm. We also have a stabilisation programme and a group called Turning Point, which is for people who are in active use who are looking to reduce their use and become stable on their meds. And so they look at preparing to maybe go into residential detox or stabilisation programmes. And again, we work with them in a group setting as well as a one-to-one towards setting their goals. And finally, Sandkalpa offers a community employment programme called Connect, which is available to people who are 3 months drug-free. And the Connect CE scheme works with local employers or educational facilities, and we provide community-based work experience or educational programmes for people, you know, to have on their CV. So like our Turning Point group, in Sandkalpa we run a couple of group sessions a week with them, as well as the one-to-ones. And it really focuses on reintegrating people back into the workforce or education, because a lot of people may not have worked in a very long time, or they haven't been in the labour market, often as a result of their addiction. So having those supports and the CV and job skills are really important, and it's the only programme of its kind in the country.
Wow. Can I ask, Elfrida, how important are those programmes to those who use them?
Well, I suppose like every programme, for the people who are here and are putting in the work, they're going to benefit hugely from those services. Like they find it a safe and a supportive way of addressing their addiction issues and their behaviours. And we kind of challenge people continually to strive towards those more goals. Like the three different strands of our service means that we can tailor a programme for people with the progression in mind. So the participants and Turning Points are here voluntarily, so they don't get any payments. And it's often the first time that they can engage with the service to look at rehabilitation. And the participants are usually given a place in the group for about 6 to 9 months, and that is provided that they continue to meet their goals and they put the work in. And for the Connect participants who are here on CE, we offer a valuable experience of working or education, and it's the first time that they've had a job, so it's great. And we know that childcare can be a barrier for that, and so in conjunction with our funders, we can refer to some childcare subsidising schemes. So Connect is a community employment scheme, is a Department of Social Protection scheme, and the places are reviewed on an annual basis from their criteria.
Do we know anything much about the causes of addiction, Elfrida? Is it genetic, environmental, or maybe a bit of both?
I suppose there isn't really one cause of addiction. I suppose each person has their own reasons to begin taking drugs or using alcohol. But here in Sandkalpa, we work with a biopsychosocial model, which sounds really fancy, but really what it is, it looks at a person's entire life and their circumstances and trying to address their issues from where they're at and how they can make those changes. And it can be easy to kind of assume, you know, in the general public that it's caused by somewhere where you live or the people you hang out with or because of a trauma in your life. But really, there are many reasons why people from every single walk of life have a problem with addiction, and many people who don't. You know, it might start as being an escape and it's experimental or it's fun, but that can get out of hand, and that can be true of any addiction. You know, like it's the same as getting a legal high, you know, alcohol, tobacco, shopping, food or gambling. It's really about how you learn to cope with it and when it reaches a problematic stage.
And just in case people might be judgmental about this issue, there before the grace of God goes anybody, am I right?
Pretty much, yeah. I think, you know, like, there would be people who would say that it's genetic or it's learned behaviour. Mm. But again, I think it really, for me and for a lot of the team, that it comes down to how do you deal with your problems and how do you address that? So are you learning and do you have the skills to cope with changes that go on, and or do you revert into a different world? So for me, it's a lot about escapism. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about the benefit your programmes have had on the lives of people who've participated in them. Would it be fair to say that they've been transformational?
Yeah, I mean, we have some great stories of success. You know, some of our clients have gone on to college, some have gone into treatment. And again, like I say, people who've never worked or never attended anywhere since school days have gone back into education or, you know, working full time. So the team really help make differences in people's lives in that way. But also the impact on people's home lives is can be immense. You know, that you're working on communication and social skills, and that can change a family dynamic, and it can change how people interact and
absolutely,
how they raise their kids, how they interact with their families, and it can heal that. And it can be hard to quantify that, you know. So, and then you can have your times where it's just not right for someone. Mm-hmm. So someone might come to us and sort of say, yeah, they'll listen to what we're saying, and they'll look at the assessments, and then they'll walk away, and maybe a couple of months or couple of weeks later down the line, they come back to us and say, do you know what, maybe now I'm ready to address that.
Mm-hmm. Just on supports, Elfriede, I know you can give people supports, but is it important for them to have supports from, say, extended members of family or perhaps their immediate family? And if they don't have those supports, perhaps from friends?
Absolutely. Well, I suppose it's totally vital. I mean, no man is an island, as John Donne would have said, but mm-hmm. When I'm working with clients, and this might sound a little bit strange, so bear with me, I often use the story of the Wizard of Oz as an analogy. So if you think about it, Dorothy arrives on her own in a strange land. She has a path set out in front of her with the yellow brick road. She meets friends along the way, so she picks up people to give her support and guidance. She has it in her mind that she's going to Emerald City, and this is going to solve all of her problems. And she walks along that, and for a lot of people in addiction, they always think that once they get clean, life is going to be rosy. So she continues along her path. Her friends help her along the way. She encounters problems along the way. So she comes off, she meets with a witch, she comes off the road, she meets the poppy field, she comes off the road. But when she gets back on that road, she doesn't go back to where she was before. She continues along, and she's some learning from it. And that for me is a little bit like relapse and slips. When she gets to Emerald City, she's reached her goal, but it's not what she thinks it is. So the wizard, who's behind the curtain, then sends her off to find the witch's broom. And she has another goal to go and get. And then she, you know, through the various courses of that, she comes back to Emerald City, and she discovers that it lies within herself the whole time, that, you know, the ability to get home. And really, at Sankalpa, we work in a similar way. The client sets the goal. We work out the path. We support and guide them, especially in the times of crisis. When the goal is reached, we set the next one, and we focus on the fact that it has to do with them and their self-confidence. And so many of our clients tell us that we have built up self-confidence and their skills to cope in times of crisis. And they've got learned new ways of dealing with the stresses and the difficult situation. And they can help that by getting the support from their friends and their family in that way. Like, they have to change a lot in their lives, but they can do that with those skills.
So how can people avail of these programs, Elfriede? And how many people can you cater for at any one time? Is there a limit?
There is, because we're limited by resources, I suppose, like everywhere. We're funded through the HSE and the DSP and other statutory services, and we work with the local drugs task force. So we work in conjunction with statutory services, but we do have a very small team in terms of that. So we have about 40 people that we can accept at one time, with about 12 people on our Turning Point program, which is for the stabilisation of about 6 to 9 months, and up to 16 on Connect. Now, we do have to operate waiting lists every now and then, but there is a life cycle of it, because we're always reviewing our numbers, and we're reviewing that people are actually still working towards a goal. So that life cycle kind of goes through a little bit quicker than we'd be saying you're waiting 9 months. And really, it's up to people themselves as they come in, mm-hmm. and to work that. They can self-refer, so they can give us a buzz on 01-830-2690 or hello@sankalpa.ie. And we also take referrals from other projects or, professionals working in the area. And there's a website as well. It's undergoing a bit of a revamp at the moment, but it's www.sankalpa.ie.
And as far as social media is concerned, Elfriede, are you there?
We have a page, but we don't really use it.
Yeah,
I suppose
that's understandable.
Confidentiality,
yeah.
Reasons.
Exactly.
You know, people don't really want to be linked with a drugs project, particularly mm-hmm. as it's community-based. So social media in this sector isn't really the same way that it might be used in other areas. It's there, but it's more about us giving a little bit of information rather than that.
And as well, you know, for people like yourself, when you see people come through the programme and they're changed at the end of it, it must be amazingly rewarding for people like yourself to see that transformation happen.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I can't really describe how proud you feel of how people have succeeded, and it's because they've done it themselves. It's, you know, it's no good, it's not about me, it's not about the team, it's really about how the person themselves have embraced those challenges. And it's great when you get to see people's confidence build, and you can see everything from just from their faces to their appearance to how they walk, how they stand, how they carry themselves, and the way that they talk and the language that they use. And it's really, really empowering. So it's really rewarding. I mean, it can be a difficult work, but it's really, really rewarding when you see the work that people do, and they often don't see it themselves and how far they've come, which is why we think it's always very important to measure and goals and look for progressions, because then you're able to look back and say, look, remember when you were at the beginning of the road and you were Dorothy meeting the Scarecrow, now look at you, you're
exactly
here at
Emerald
City.
Yeah. And for people listening to this this morning, Elfrida, who might need some help themselves or might know somebody who needs help, but they don't quite have the confidence to pick up the phone and get in touch with you, is there anything you can say to them this morning that might help?
I suppose, really, we're very friendly. We're here. We're totally non-judgmental. So if you have an idea or you think someone needs a little bit of help and you want a little bit of advice, do pick up the phone or drop an email and just outline it. We operate a confidential service, so you know we're never going to be going back and say, oh look, there's John Smith and John Smith's brother rang us in or anything like that. It's really just about, if you have a worry or a niggle, contact us on the phone number of 830-2690 or hello@sankalpa.ie, and we'll get back to you with a little bit of advice, and if the person feels ready, they'll be there. If not, they have the information and they can come and see us. And again, the contact details are on the website and it will be updated in the next while. But just to even come in and have a quick chat, it can often just set the minds at ease, and to know that there's some supports there.
In 10 years' time, Elfrida, where would you like to see Sankalpa?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Interesting question.
Interesting question.
Teasing.
I suppose, I mean, ideally you'd love to think that Sankalpa wouldn't need its services around, you know, that you'll have addressed drug issues, but reality is people have been using drugs since the Egyptians, you know, so it's going to be around. I think it... Oh, what would I like? I'd like to see it continue to change with the times. I mean, for instance, we've noticed a different trend in drug use. And it, in the last couple of months, we've seen a lot of new psychoactive substances, so the re-emergence of things like ecstasy and MDMA. But these are a lot more potent, and people are buying them on the streets and they're buying them off the internet, and they've no idea what's in them. And it changes the behaviours and the challenges. So I suppose what I'd like to see for Sankalpa is keeping up with those trends and addressing those trends as they arise, and having the resources to do that. So I'd like it to have grown a little bit, but not for the fact that it has the target market, but just that it has changed with the services that happen.
Absolutely. Elfrida, thanks a million for talking to us this morning here on Lifeline, and do keep in touch. If you have any events or anything happening, please let us know, and we can have a chat again about it. Fantastic.
Lovely. Look forward to it, George.
Well done. Salute the work that you do. Good on you.
Thank you.
Good on you. Thank you, Elfrida. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. And I was joined there by Elfrida Carroll, who is manager at Sankalpa.